Wendell Pierce can play. Act. He can play a part.
Yes, he can.
He can play a lawyer.
He can play
a lawyer a lot, man.
And he stars as Clarence Thomas.
Yes.
On HBO's Confirmation premieres Saturday, April 16th. Wendell Pierce is on the phone. What's up, man?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing? Good morning, everybody.
Good You're morning. Home in New Orleans?
Good morning. Good morning, man.
I am home in New Orleans. I'm here to present the film, and then I'm off to Atlanta where I'm shooting another film.
I read a text this morning that came to me and said, I've always had a crush on Wendell Pierce, but I don't know how I'm going to feel about him when he plays Clarence Thomas. Are you?
I've been hearing that a lot.
You have?
I've been hearing that a lot.
How did you feel about playing Clarence Thomas?
Excuse me?
How did you feel about playing Clarence Thomas?
Well, you know, I had to put aside any sort of preconceived notion that I had because while we know him as a public figure, as a person, he's pretty much an enigma. And as an actor, you try to find, you have to play the human. You have to play the humanity of a person. And so what was a surprise for me was not how little we had in common, but was how much we had in common.
What do you mean?
A strong black family in the South, from slavery through the violence of Jim Crow, who put a premium on education and knew that that was going to be key. They were farmers. He grew up black Catholic. I'm Catholic. All sorts of things like that, and realized that when it comes to family values and what's important and all, we had a lot in common. So I chose to focus on his love of family, his love of his son, and how this accusation would affect that relationship, and realized that he was a man at the pinnacle of his career who was about to lose everything because of some incident in his past. That put politics aside and said everybody can understand a person being put in that position.
Now, if it wasn't for affirmative action, which he's against, he would have never been on the Supreme Court.
Yes, many people believe that. He would have never gotten his degree from Yale.
Yeah.
There's a real curious sort of fork in the road for us, for myself and the justice. He came from Yale and couldn't get a job at a white law firm in Savannah. Nobody would hire him. Instead of him realizing that's, institutionalized racism, that they just saw him as a young black lawyer and they were never going to give him a job because of who he was, He took it as they didn't give him a job because they saw his degree from Yale as being less than because he got it as affirmative action. And I think that's naive, and I disagree with him, and that... That points out that it's no small secret that we are polar opposites when it comes to our politics. But this is really not a political journey. This is really a personal journey when it comes to how I play the man. Because, like I said, it's when he's about to lose everything because of something that happened in the past.
Had you ever
I also know that he was self-reflective about that incident because he says it in the confirmation. If there's anything I have done that Anita Hill or any other woman may have seen as offensive, I'm truly sorry, and I wish it wouldn't have happened if I had known. And that kind of opened up the window for me to make me realize that he had to, at some point, at the privacy of his home, when he's alone, was self-reflective. What did I do? What could have happened? I didn't know it. All of those things. So I tried to sink my teeth into that. Those were the conflicts, the personal conflicts that I was able to play the role.
Was that an apology to you?
I think as a person who's playing the role, It was a window to me to understand that he was being self-reflective, that there was a personal roller coaster of emotions. He's going back and forth. As a person who understands legal strategy, I also know that there was probably some strategy in that, in making sure that he was saying that. So there's a duality to it that, the one thing that we all know is that there is political and legal gamesmanship that goes on in these confirmation hearings. So that's the reason sometimes people are skittish about whether or not believing someone is because they think you're just saying it to get out of whatever situation that you're in.
I heard that you were very method in part of this, in the filming of this, in that you and Kerry Washington, or you chose not to talk to her till you all were on in the scene together in order to kind of build that up.
I actually waited in on the soundstage in a dark corner off to the side before I met anyone. And I watched her film her testimony. And I watched her filming the Senate confirmation hearings where she makes all of the accusations. And I told the director, Rick Famuyiwa, I said, set up everything with my stand-in. So when they rolled cameras, I walked into the room with 300 people, the senators sitting there, sat down, and then took the oath and began my testimony. So watching her was the thing that fueled me in my scenes to defend myself, to defend my character, my integrity, and to actually understand that fear of I'm about to lose everything. Because after she testified, it was clear. The one thing that was clear after her testimony was Clarence Thomas was not going to be on the Supreme Court. And he came in and turned things around. And that was the thing that fueled it for me.
So, I can't wait to see this.
I did work that way.
I can't wait.
I don't know where you were 25 years ago when this happened, but for a lot of us, remember.
Yeah.
And that
I watched it intently. And here's the reason we're doing the film. There's a whole generation that don't even know about this incident.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good job, Wendell Pierce, as always.
Always. Always.
Thank you very much. You guys have a great day and enjoy the film. Confirmation on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. On HBO.
Wendell Pierce is Clarence Thomas. And Kerry Washington looks just like Anita Hill.
Yeah.
Gotta be there at the top. You got 3 minutes to make it there on time.